Hey, want to know who's turning 50 this year? 50 years old. I'm 50. Hey, Dan, do you think you could find a soundbite of Molly Shannon? You could just type in Sally O'Malley, I'm 50, and then maybe there'd be like some audio. Because I'm sure you got to think somebody looped that like 16,000 times. So, Esmeralda, do you enjoy the Sally O'Malley character that Molly Shannon does?
Oh, yeah. She can kick.
And stretch and kick. I'm 50. And you got to love that one piece, like, tracksuit thing that she's wearing.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. Oh, my God. You know,
It's a cat suit.
It's a cat suit. Yes, it is. Of course it is. And it's bright red. And she likes to hike it up. That's one. Yeah, by the way, Molly Shannon is killing on the HBO show Divorce this season. Just killing it. She's great on it. Great. She's great in everything. But when I met Molly Shannon, first of all, I was like, I got a humble, 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 because she's like my favorite, and I've loved her since, you know, her first years on SNL. When I met her, I got to interview her, and she was in a movie called Year of the Dog. Have you ever seen that? It is Year of the Dog, by the way. Right now, we just celebrated that Year of the Dog, Chinese New Year. Esmeralda, have you ever seen the movie Year of the Dog?
Have not.
Yeah, no one has. It was out for about 5 minutes. Mike White wrote and directed it, and I happen to really like my. Happen to really like Mike White, especially, you know, how he writes and does stuff. He created Enlightened, which Molly Shannon was on. And so anyway, she was in town to promote that movie, and I got to meet her, and she told me, like, I was the first person she told that she was coming back to host SNL. She had just gotten the invitation. This was in 2007, and she had just gotten the invitation. She's like, you know what? They just invited me to come back and host. And I was like, I got all giddy. And this was like in this was in April of 2007 when the movie came out, and I got to interview her, and she was like the second week in May to host, and she just found out about it, and I was the first person she told, and I was of course beside myself, and she's like, "Is there anything? Do you have any requests of anything?" And I'm like, "Well," I said, "You got Sally O'Malley," and she did Sally O'Malley, so I take full responsibility for when she hosted in 2007 and she did Sally O'Malley. I like to think in my twisted little mind that it was because of me that they did that sketch. And by the way, it was one of the funniest Sally O'Malleys ever. Do you remember when she auditioned at the Bada Bing for The Sopranos as a stripper?
No, I don't
remember. Oh, God, you got to look it up. That's from the night she hosted. And it's one of the funniest Sally O'Malley's of all time. And so first of all, you've got Daryl Hammond doing his Gandolfini. You got Fred Armisen is doing. Why am I blanking on the character's name with the gray streaks on the side of his head? What was his name? Why am I blanking? Oh my God! Anyway, Will Forte was Uncle Junior, and it was just so it was them doing these really great imitations. And then she's up there trying to audition to be a stripper at the Bada Bing. It's priceless, man. You got to see it. It's really funny. So anyway, but yeah, that's Molly Shannon. Do we have any of the 50?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sally O'Malley. I'm proud to say I'm 50 years old. I'm not one of those gals who's afraid to hide her age, unlike some other gals. And I like to kick, stretch, and kick.
There you go. I love her so much. My God, do I love her. All right. Okay, so who's turning 50? Now, this one just happened a few days ago, and I put it up on my Facebook page. Molly Ringwald turned 50 just a few days ago. And I know a lot of people who are right now are like, oh, my God. Oh my God! So I mean, like, now you guys, did you grow up watching the John Hughes movies? I mean, they were a little bit before your time, because I mean, you were born in '83 and they started coming out like in '84.
Yeah. So
like video and stuff.
I remember vividly it was the WGN Saturday afternoon movie,
and which one was it?
Breakfast Club.
Okay.
And I remember being too young to fully appreciate it, but I also had the feeling like I should watch this. Like, there was something, like, compelling me, being like, this is something. So,
yeah.
That was the first time I had been shown a John Hughes movie.
Esmeralda, did you watch the John Hughes movies when you were?
I didn't, no.
No? You never got into them?
Not really.
Okay. I was 2 years out of high school when Breakfast Club came out. So, I mean, I was actually 19 when it came out, because it came out in February of 85. So I would have been about a year and a half out of high school and 19 years old. So I was right around that age. And The Breakfast Club, I still think it's by far John Hughes' best movie. I mean, I don't really think any of his other movies come close. I think this is The Breakfast Club by far. And I think Molly Ringwald is really great in those movies. I think she's great in Pretty in Pink. I think she's great in 16 Candles, which I find a movie that is, I find that movie to be, there are funny moments in it, but it's really, really disturbingly offensive in terms of racism, in terms of misogyny, in terms of date rapey kind of stuff. There's a lot of stuff in 16 Candles that I find really disturbing, that when I was 18 when it came out, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty funny. But then, like, years later, I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, this movie's not cool. But she's good in it. Molly Ringwald is great in all those movies. And but she really didn't, you know, like, as an adult, she never really got a chance to show her chops. I mean, she was in, like, Betsy's Wedding. She was in Fresh Horses and a couple of other movies. But it was those teen years and that John Hughes, you know, Howard Deutsch sort of segment of that she was doing. That's where she really had her success. But right now, you know what she's doing now, Esmeralda, right?
What's that?
She tours nightclubs and she's a jazz singer.
Oh, wow.
She played Space in Evanston. She came here. She had, like, an orchestra and stuff, and she does, like, old standards and jazz and stuff. She's got a really good voice. So that's, like, her second career. She's got a couple of kids now. And so now she's 50. She's like Sally O'Malley. She's 50. You know who else turns 50 this year? Naomi Watts. Why would I think she's older than 50? Am I being stupid? I don't know why I think she's older than 50. How old was she when Mulholland Drive came out? She's like 20? Because Mulholland Drive came out in, like, 2000? Well, that was only 18 years ago. So, yeah, okay. All right. I don't know why I always thought she was older. And Billy Crudup, by the way, also turns 50, and they're both in Gypsy. They're both in Gypsy. Naomi Watts, who was named on my list this year, Esmeralda, from 2017, worst actress of the year.
Oh, wow.
For Book of Henry, which was just an unbelievable, which is also the worst movie of the year. Book of Henry. If you get a chance, watch it, because it's really kind of jaw-droppingly, insanely bad. It's one of those movies that, like, you know, like Esmeralda, when we were talking yesterday about how I was hypnotized by, according to Jim,
mm-hmm.
Book of Henry has that kind of effect. You can't believe what you're watching.
Oh.
Like, you can't, I watched the whole thing, and I was like, what? Like, the twists and what happens in the movie is so insane. It got the director fired from the Star Wars. He was supposed to do Episode 9. The director of Book of Henry was supposed to do Episode 9, the next Star Wars movie. Book of Henry got him fired. It got him. J.J. Abrams has taken over. J.J. Abrams is going to come
Yikes.
Back. It got him fired. So, yeah. Okay. Also turning 50 this year, Willie Smith. Will Smith. The Fresh Prince is no longer fresh. He's a little musty now. He's 50. When's he turn 50? September 26th. Here's what's going on with him. He has signed up for... Oh. He signed up for two upcoming Bad Boys sequels. Why? Why? You know? I can understand Martin Lawrence needs the work. I understand that. I can understand that. But why? Do people want to see another Bad Boys? When was the worst movie ever made? The second Bad Boys is one of the worst movies ever made. That had to be like 2003. Are we really
2003?
2000. Wow, I can't believe I nailed that. 15 years later, are people waiting for a Bad Boys sequel? Anybody out there, have you been waiting 15 years for a Bad Boys sequel? Esmeralda, I know you like the Bad Boys movies. 15 years, have you been just waiting?
I haven't seen the second one, but I remember the first one being good.
The first one's fun. The second one is seriously one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Offensively bad.
Well, maybe third time's a charm.
Let me explain something to you. The second movie, Michael Bay had the nerve to make it 2 hours and 40 minutes long. 2 hours and 40 minutes long. It's a Bad Boys movie with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, and it's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. And it had that movie has nothing but contempt for its audience. I hated that movie. Offensively bad. Will Smith, has anybody watched Bright on Netflix?
No, I heard it was not good.
Don't.
I haven't looked at it.
Don't. It's so terrible. It is so terrible. Deborah Messing will turn 50 this year. Grace of Will and Grace. Will and Grace is back online, and she's also set to star in an unconventional thriller called Search, which was shot entirely via computer screens. Wow. Do you know that,
like, from a camera on a computer?
I guess it's all like watching computer screens.
Someone just holding a laptop and filming.
Yeah, or I would imagine my guess is it's like you're a security guard, and you know how you've got the screens all over the place. They probably just put a camera there, and you have to watch each screen.
Oh boy.
Hey, did you know that Steven Soderbergh's new movie was entirely shot on an iPhone?
Which one's his new movie?
Unsane, it's called. It comes out in 2-3 weeks. And it's, I'm trying to remember who the lead is. She goes nuts and they put her in a mental institution because she thinks this stalker guy that has been, she had a stalker, was following her, and she gets put into a mental institution. Juno Temple is in it, but I can't remember who the lead is.
Claire Foy,
who's awesome. She's the lead. And anyway, yeah, that's so the entire movie, Steven Soderbergh's entire movie, Unsane, shot on an iPhone.
Oh, I wonder how much he got paid for that.
I don't know. More than it cost to film, I can tell you that. All right, we got a break here. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. All the Friday features are coming up. We got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll kick off some funky Friday stuff with Fly Jams Friday. All coming up here. Right now we're talking about stars turning 50. 50 years old this year. Hugh Jackman is 50. He turns 50 in October. I can't believe I'm older than Hugh Jackman. I'm older than Wolverine. Hugh Jackman turns 50 this year. The lovely Gillian Anderson. Oh, Gillian Anderson. She'll turn 50. Dan, were you an X-Files guy at all?
Not really.
No. I was one of those dorks in the 90s that watched the X-Files all the time and was a maniac about it. But these last two reboots that they did? No. No, just let it go. Let it go. But she's amazing. She's just, I love Gillian Anderson. She's just so cool and such a babe. Look for her comedy, The Spy Who Dumped Me. What? Gillian Anderson has got a comedy coming out called The Spy Who Dumped Me. All right. Hey, and Esmeralda, you know who turns 50 this year?
Who's that?
Ladies Love, Cool J.
Really?
LL Cool J will be 50. He turned 50 January 14th, so he's 50.
See, now he's the kind I would have thought he was already.
Yeah, he's been in the public eye. But see, 50. Again, he's another one I think he started his career. He's like 18 or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been around. But yeah, now he hosts that lip sync battle, right? Does he host that?
Yes.
He hosts the lip sync battle.
Is he still on?
He's
NCIS?
On one of the NCISs with Robin. With Chris O'Donnell.
Yes.
Chris O'Donnell.
Now, wait, is that NCIS about the Navy?
Is he a NCIS? Is it a CSI?
It's an.
How many crimes are happening in the Navy related that they need a whole group?
Like two of them.
Goodness gracious!
Three at one time.
Three at one time. Right. Wow. What was the first one? Was Mark Harmon? Right.
Mark Harmon's the original.
And then and your boy, right?
Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula. He's in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's three.
And then Ladies Love and Robin.
RLA.
And they're like big crimes. It's not even like, somebody stole something. No, it's like murders left and right.
I never watched those shows. You know what I mean? Those CBS crime procedurals, they're just not it's not my thing.
I enjoy them, but I watch them just on the syndicated.
I see. Side. Yeah, because they're on like USA. They show them like 15 times. Yeah.
They do whole marathons on ION. Whole days.
All day is nothing but NCIS's.
It's other shows, but it's the same like crime procedurals and all that.
I gotcha. There was a time when A&E was nothing but Law and Order. And I'm talking classic Law and Order. I'm talking like, you know, Sam Waterston, Michael Moriarty Law and Order.
Oh, not even.
The old school Law and Order.
Oh, okay. Chris Noth,
Jerry Orbach, Law and Order.
Oh, okay.
Like the good,
that's my favorite.
Those are the best ones, man.
I love Chris Noth.
Yeah, Chris Noth, and when it was Chris Noth and Jerry Orbach, that to me were the two best. Orbach, man, was the king. Jerry Orbach was the king. So, Celine Dion turns 50. Dan, are you going to throw a party? It's March 30th.
I will have to mark my calendar.
Mark your calendar. You can go see her at Caesar's Palace. They're going to have a big show on her birthday on March 30th.
We can celebrate on the show.
We can celebrate on the show, Dan.
It's on Friday.
We could just play nothing but My Heart Will Go On for 3 hours.
One of our favorite listeners, Amanda in Georgia, actually has a surprise for a future Fly Jams Friday. Maybe I'll have to save it for that morning.
Okay.
Is it a remix of My Heart Will Go On?
It is not a remix, I'd imagine the words Fly Jams Friday and My Heart Will Go On lead you to believe what type of cover it is.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. You know, Jim Hankey put up on my Facebook page, he put up a cover of Borderline, Madonna's Borderline, done like crazy style, man.
What's crazy style?
It's sort of like flamenco kind of thing. You would love it, Evan.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. It's a jam. They turned it into like a jam. It already was a jam. Borderline rules. But, okay, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then more people turn in 50, and then all the Friday features will begin. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. All of our regular features are coming up. It's Friday morning, so Fly Jams Friday will be coming at you. We've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. And You Big Dummy, which is coming up. I was just looking at this news story, Esmeralda. So you know Wakanda, Illinois?
Oh, yeah.
So they've been... apparently, people have been calling... This is, according to the Hollywood Reporter, people have been calling the mayor's office of Wakanda, Illinois and screaming, Wakanda forever.
They're also supposedly emailing and asking about the vibranium.
Right, if they've got vibranium.
Yes. I think these are the same people I was telling V earlier. I made the joke, the Simpsons reference of, do you come with the car too?
Right.
Oh, you. When they're at the car show.
Right.
It's like, oh, these people don't seem to think.
It's so ridiculous.
Like,
so
they're the first ones to think of this stupid joke.
Is there anybody from Wakanda listening? Has your life changed over the past week? It's not spelled the same, though.
Not at all.
So people should know that. Oh, that's funny. Just people just calling up the mayor's office and screaming, Wakanda forever!
There's in Atlanta, you can get a flight to Wakanda.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Where does it take you?
I don't know what the joke is, but there's, I guess, a flight.
Really? Yeah. All right, I would really like to know where you end up. Did you see the there's a meme that's been hitting the intranets, Esmeralda, and the top part of it is like a picture of somebody doing the cross arms Wakanda you know, salute that they do in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, white people say, hey, black people, take it easy. You know, this place doesn't exist. And then the bottom one is a picture of Harry Potter, and it says, black people to white people, neither does Hogwarts.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. All right, a few more people here who are going to turn 50 years old. And then we got you, big dummy. Daniel Craig turns 50. I'm older than Daniel Craig. I'm older than James Bond. What is going on? He had just finished Logan Lucky, and he is going to be in the Bond 25, which is due in theaters in 2019. You know who's set to, who they're signing to direct that, Dan?
Who's that?
Danny Boyle.
Ah.
Mr. Trainspotting Esmeralda, Danny Boyle. And to 28 Days Later, Danny Boyle, and Slumdog Millionaire, Danny Boyle. He's made a lot of different kind of movies, that guy. Lucy Liu turns 50. Lucy Liu turns 50. Terry Crews turns 50. And he'll add, 50 inches to his biceps this year. Ashley Judd, 50 years old this year. Oh, wow. Owen Wilson, wow. Owen Wilson turns 50 this year. Wow. Josh Brolin turns 50. God, I feel so old. I'm older than these guys. Mark Anthony turns 50. How is he not over 50? How is Mark Anthony not over 50? Please. How old is Jennifer Lopez? She's in her 50s, right?
I would say late 40s.
Really?
I'm not sure, though.
Okay. And isn't she currently dating like a 14-year-old or something?
No, she's dating baseball guy.
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. Dating A-Rod, right? Hey, future Oscar winner this year, my main man Sam Rockwell turns 50 this year. Kylie Minogue, 50. Jane Krakowski turns 50 this year. From Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and of course from 30 Rock. Could you admit, you know, if that show was still on, and they could do an episode about her turning 50, and it would be hilarious, because she would, you know, still say she was 20. Eric Bana, 50. I forgot he was in that King Arthur movie this year. Jeez. Hey, I still like his Hulk movie. I don't care what anybody says. Dan, you're a comic, but did you like Hulk?
I did. It was interesting. I don't know if it's good, but I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Ang Lee's version of Hulk with Nick Nolte. Patricia Arquette turns 50 this year. Whoa, Tracy Morgan turns 50. That's funny. Tracy Morgan and Jane Krakowski both turned 50 this year. And finally, Kristen Chenoweth. Chenoweth is 50. So, and you all know her from her Broadway smashes. And nobody ever talks about the fact that she was in Pushing Daisies. Nobody ever talks about that show. That show ruled. Did you ever watch Pushing Daisies, Dan?
No, I never saw it. I know a whole bunch of people who were really into
it. Oh, man, it was so good. It was so good. Esmeralda, did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I love that
show. Oh, that's right. We talked about it. Yeah. That show rules. So, there you go. Those are some people turning 50. And now I feel very old. I think it's because I'm older than James Bond. That's the thing. That's the one that hurts.